with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we're approaching that Christmas holiday. Remember the reason for the season. That's a good thing. But one of the things that we do traditionally every year is do kind of a Gifts for the Griller show, Bob.
That's right. And who better to start off with than the outdoor extraordinaire griller
the
chef.
Maven of mushroom.
The guy that'll eat anything and then try and feed it to Conrad.
Right.
Mr. Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance. How are you?
Good cold morning, gentlemen. And yes, I will eat just about anything. And we don't have to go into that, but I've got a new favorite of the month I just want to throw out there. Beaver chili.
Beaver chili. Okay. Well, are you trapping beaver? Are you shooting beaver? Or are you just picking up roadkill?
We are in the trapping season. So every morning at about 4 a.m., I get up and run a trap line because my wife says I obviously have nothing better to do. So I had actually done some nuisance beaver trapping here not too long ago. And just like anything I do, if I kill it, I'm going to eat it. And holy smokes, is it amazing.
Brad, I think she's giving you a hint when she tells you that.
I'm confused on who is the nuisance varmint.
Hey, how does that taste? Is it pretty good? I hear it's good.
Yeah, it's really like beef. I would say a little bit sweeter. Definitely a red meat, but I got my good old grinder at home, so I've done crock pot with a beaver. It worked out great, and I'm thinking, boy, you know, as I read some more forums on it, I'm like grind it up and brown it up in a pan, throw it in with my chili, and I dare say I almost like it better than venison chili.
Is it anything like raccoon?
No. I've eaten raccoon. Trapping raccoon right now. Raccoon definitely not my favorite.
Mine either. I hear beaver's pretty good, and we'll leave it at that. So what do we have for Christmas presents?
You got it. So we got everything for the enthusiast of the grill as well as other items. But this year, if you are looking for some not only great deals on some grills, but looking for some stocking stuffers, Garrett's has loaded up everything from pizza ovens, rub spices, mixes for bread for pizza dough.
That stuff is phenomenal, by the way. Bruce gave me a couple packs. That is one reason just to go into Garrett's right there is just to pick up some of that pizza dough. It's crazy.
It's spectacular. I mean, you just add water. That's pretty much all there is to it.
It's idiot-proof.
I was finding with one
awesome.
Of those packs that I was getting about 3 10-12-inch pizzas out of it for my Gosney Rockbox pizza oven.
Right. That's what I have too. Yep.
But, you know, if you got someone out there looking for just, you know, hey, some stocking stuffer ideas, tons of rub sauces, anywhere from starting at about $6 on up from there. One exciting thing we do have going right now as we get into the end of, you know, what we'd consider maybe down south normal grilling season in Michigan tends to go all year long, but we've got a bunch of amazing Broil King grills on closeout on our showroom floor that you can save about 25% off. It's going to be the lowest prices in town. So if you're looking for a great American-built grill, I should say America and Canada,
yeah.
They are an amazing grill
agree.
For the money.
I agree. I sold a ton of those grills when I was in the retail side, and I never had issues with them, and the company was fantastic to deal with. A lot of stainless parts.
Warranty is amazing.
Absolutely.
On them.
That's what I was going to ask you, Brad, because I had an old one that I ended up giving to my son, but their warranty on
you
those
You had a
things,
Broil Master.
No, I had a Broil King, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
right?
Broil King.
Yeah. The warranty on those, describe that, because that's the part I thought was really cool.
Yeah, so their basic model is called the Crown, and the Crown has a little bit less of a warranty than the Baron. Baron would be the step up. Baron is my go-to grill, which basically has 15 years top-to-bottom warranty on it. Grates, casters, the box, igniters, 15 years, and you're not going to find a better warranty for a grill out there. And it's a grill that's, you know, you can get into a Baron well under $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, the guts, and that's the key, and that's part of the reason I'm less of a fan of some of the other brands anymore is because they get shipped off, and a lot of the stuff's made, you know, in places where the quality control isn't there, overseas. And
not only that, we're going to be seeing, I think, on some of those imported grills with, you know, things changing here government-wise, we're going to be seeing a lot of new tariffs come across. And I think a lot of those grills you're going to either see go down further in quality to keep pricing the same, or the price is going to go up a lot, and they're going to be around the same price point as an American-built product.
Or they're going to just come back here and build it where they're supposed to be building it.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. We'll hope so, but... Yeah, in the meantime, get an American-built Broil King, Ron Garrett's. 25% off on anything we have in stock right now.
I loved your thought about the stocking stuffer, and I'm seeing little bottles of rubs going into stockings. And that, it, to me, is, I mean, you can never have too many rubs, in my opinion. I have probably too many, but that's because so many factories and guys that are trying to get in give them to me. And your average person doesn't get that much given to them, but... You should maybe try and give some people some like that,
right?
If that makes any sense.
Yep.
I didn't understand that.
Point too. I mean, you can try to do something different than you normally do. You know, we got a lot of guys out there and gals listening to the show that maybe, you know, mustard and Lowry's or garlic salt, onion salt, or powders. I mean, it's a great way for a very minimal price point to go out there and try something new, tantalize the taste buds just a little bit different this holiday season.
Yeah, and you're under $10 for one of those. So, I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Let's say you have a $20 limit.
Most good rubs start about $7.99 and work their way up from there.
Yeah. Let's say your family, you know, rules if you have them, like we draw names for us and all our kids, and we have to keep it under a certain dollar amount. Well, there's something you can get some quantity in, and you don't have to worry if it fits. It's going to fit.
Yeah, and I think the cool part about that is it really is the gift that keeps giving, because you get a bottle of seasoning, you're going to get several cooks out of that, regardless of how you're using it. You just don't use that much of it per cook. So it's something that they can remember all year long.
And if you go down to Garrett's and you get a chance to run into Mr. Ensing, make sure you go up and get his autograph, because he's quite famous these days.
Well, I don't know about famous. Crazy, maybe. Famous, not so much. But, you know, it's been kind of fun. You know, we're in the holiday season now, so a lot of my time that I'm not waiting on customers or answering emails, I'm baking up a lot of cookies at the shop here, making some fresh loaves of bread as well. So if nothing else, there might be some cookies and some wonderful smells when you come into the showroom.
Right. Hey, Brad, you, because I know you do a lot of different things when you cook. My wife is into this little sourdough kick right now. You got any tips for that?
That is the one thing. So I've been making just an artisan bread loaf at work. Nothing crazy. I keep telling Brittany, one of our owner's daughters, she's been doing a lot of the sourdough kits. I'm like, our starters, I'm like, bring me in some, because my kids absolutely love it when I do get it.
My daughter-in-law makes...
I would be lying if I said I know a lot about the sourdough starters.
Yeah. My daughter-in-law makes a loaf like every day at our house. They're living with us right now while they move. And I don't want them to move out. Jordan can move, but I want Allie to stay there.
Yeah, right.
it's so gorgeous, Brad. It's so gorgeous when it comes out. She does it in a Dutch oven. Oops, I said it. It's just...
More to come later.
Yeah.
Well, Brad, we got to wrap it up, brother. But tell us where people can find you at Garrett's.
Absolutely. Two locations in Wyoming and in Southeast Grand Rapids. We'd love you to come on, visit us for the holidays here, get an amazing deal on some stocking stuffers or some grills, pizza ovens for the outdoor enthusiast in your life. And as always, guys, thanks so much for having me on this morning.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas, brother.
Yeah, make sure you say hi to Bruce and all the ownership down there.
All right.
Will do, guys. Merry Christmas.
Take care. All right. Coming up next, we're going to continue down this gift-giving guide. We've got some... the ultimate barbecue case, and maybe a little bit of some other things. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.